Where's Waldo? By Martin Hanford. At the airport. There's a postcard here. It's addressed to Waldo folks under the carpet, under the bed, down under. It's me again, Waldo folks. Some very strange things were happening at the airport this morning. A helicopter chopped down all the flagpoles. A smuggler was caught hiding watches in his beard. A herd of elephants was getting onto a jumbo jet. Weird. Waldo. Okay. This is, it's mostly outside the airport. The bottom of the page has a part of the inside. Security, I guess. So, it's a lot of people. It's definitely pre-9/11. It's like a ton of people probably meeting at the gate, getting picked up. These old suitcases probably filled with as much shampoo as they want. The outside part has just planes everywhere. And the same runway, just facing each every which way. People, they're boarding directly on the runway. There's people on the runway. And buses, and there's like a fueling truck, a little helicopter by the flags. My college had a spot on the board of trustees where they would put one recent grad a year to ensure they were capturing the student experience. And one year it was me, and the whole thing was a farce. I was 22, unemployed, and I was wearing a suit from the garment district, like $3 for $125. I would be at meetings, sitting next to the CFO of Staples was like one of the guys. One time they wanted me to fly to Rhode Island for a Board of Trustees retreat. I just knew I was useless. When I got to Newark Airport, my flight was canceled. And, the board's admin told me, "Oh, good news, you can take the train." But that was already my breaking point. I said, "No, I think I'm done." And that was sort of it. And now and then I still get emails that go to all former board members, usually just telling you that like a former board member has died. One day I'll be the subject of those emails and say that I died, and that'll be the one that's probably the most interesting to me, but I won't read it. Say, Andrew passed. In his life, he had a flight canceled and refused to take the train. I found Waldo like a minute and a half ago. I didn't say anything. Just thinking about those emails. The one about me, would it go to my inbox? And Waldo's on the left by the refueling truck and the control tower. There's There's also a very offensive drawing at the bottom. What I presume are Middle Eastern people in striped clothes in line at security, hiding their faces behind their suitcases. We found him.